I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Stocks finished higher, new records. Iran fired on three ships in the Strait of Hormuz and seized two of them a day after President Trump extended the ceasefire. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Iran did not violate the truce because the ships involved were not U.S. or Israeli ships. Levitt says the U.S. maintains leverage over Iran.
There's obviously a lot of internal division. This is a battle between the pragmatists and the hardliners in Iran right now, and the president wants a unified response.
The ranking member in the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, is concerned about the president's rhetoric.
It's all over. They've agreed to everything. They've agreed to nothing. We're not talking. I will not extend the ceasefire. I will extend the ceasefire. I'm extending it forever. The message that sends to the world is that we are not a reliable partner. We don't know what we're doing.
Iran's parliament speaker says reopening the Strait of Hormuz is impossible with such a flagrant breach of the ceasefire. I'm Ed Donahue.